Self-publishing an audiobook can sometimes be a bit of an overwhelming process because there's so many things to account for, so many moving parts. And if you're new to self-publishing books, it seems like audiobooks are really, really difficult. But believe it or not, I'm trying to demystify the process in this whole series of podcasts about self-publishing an audiobook. And in fact, today marks the second episode of this multi-part series about audiobook publishing, and more importantly, through a platform that I actually have come to love, known as Findaway Voices. Make sure, of course, that you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode number 79 here, and today we're going to be talking about self-publishing an audiobook through Findaway Voices. The problem with self-publishing is there's so many options. Where do we go? What do we do? How much do we make? Do we keep our rights? Do we need to get an ISBN? There's so much stuff. And this is what I try to do here on this podcast, is break things down into bite-sized pieces. Now, with that being said, last week we discussed audiobook creation exchange, and I'll tell you, it was nearly a half-hour episode, and today's probably going to be a longer one as well, so you may want to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax, and listen to today's podcast. One of the things that makes life easy when it comes to publishing is something called aggregate publishing, and I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but I think it's important for anybody that's new here to explain it again. Aggregate publishing works like this. You upload your content, and then they distribute out to numerous avenues on your behalf. And in exchange, typically, either A, you're paying a subscription or a fee up front, or B, in most instances, you have a revenue share model of some sort. Why exactly are most audiobook distributors aggregators? The issue is there's so much more complexities involved in publishing audiobooks. There needs to be certain specs that they have to meet. See, unlike the medium of publishing, say, through print or through ebook, you just have simple automated processes to where it'll just go through and it's all set. Whereas with audiobook, there's more stringent guidelines that you have to meet. There has to be certain specs put in order. And sure, some of it's automated, but in some instances, like today's company, Findaway Voices, they go through and they vet each one of those things. Why? Because, well, audiobook platforms that are selling your audiobook don't want to have a ton of returns because you have potato quality audiobook, which means it's just horrible. And so that's why there's a lot of aggregators and not so much direct access to some of the avenues. So for instance, if you wanted to publish to Apple, guess what? There's no way to go directly to them with your audiobook. Kind of like, well, but you can take your band and do that. Well, that's a different situation. The audiobooks is more of a delicate dance here. So let's go ahead. Let's transition over to talking about Findaway Voices. Now, Findaway Voices actually came around, it's probably been about 5 years now. And I'm just kind of fudging up the numbers a little bit. It seems like it was about maybe 2015 to 2016 that they came around. Findaway, the company themselves, have been around for, well over a decade. I think they're going on 14 years now, to be exact. And they've been doing a lot of audiobooks, but then they came into downloadable audiobooks more recently. I discovered them through aggregate publisher Draft Digital when they came up with an agreement to work with Findaway Voices. Now, Findaway Voices is really cool because they are an aggregate publisher for audiobooks, and they are the fastest growing audiobook distribution platform when it comes to getting out and getting your book everywhere. So over 43 different distribution avenues. This is amazing because over the past year or so, they came up with about 20 of those things. That's nuts, if you ask me. It's crazy. And this includes places like Amazon and Audible. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to just go to Audiobook Creation Exchange in order to get distribution there. You can actually get it through Findaway Voices. You also get Apple, which, by the way, ACX also handles Apple. And I'm going to talk about more about that here in just a second. There's tons more avenues, including Google, Kobo, Walmart. Hello, you can get your audiobook in Walmart. Barnes & Noble, Nook, and so many other places, including library distribution, which is really cool. Like, that's one of my favorite things about Findaway Voices is getting into libraries. I can literally go in and check out my own audiobook through an app called Hoopla. I mean, wow, that is freaking awesome. Here's the thing. I actually was about last year, a little longer than a year ago, I was speaking with a friend of mine and a friend of channel here from Author Level Up, Michael Aron, and he had actually spoke pretty highly about Findaway Voices. But when we actually had a personal conversation, his exact words led me to believe that, like, this was his stamp of approval. He's like, this company is awesome. He was just amazed at the reach and how much he was pulling in as far as revenue was going. So that spoke volumes to me, because it's not like Michael Aron's the type of person that's going to be handing out, you know, compliments to everybody. Okay, he's very, very specific and he's very meticulous about his words. So I was like, you know what, let's give it a shot. So anyway, I'm giving it a shot. I love it. And I'm going to give you some pros and cons here towards the end of the podcast. Let's talk about the two ways you can publish through Findaway Voices. Okay, first of all, you can bring your own audiobook. So if you already have a narrator or you narrate your own stuff, you can just come there, publish. Here's the cool thing. This is really awesome. I love this about Findaway Voices. Unlike ACX, and there's going to be a lot of comparisons here of ACX to Findaway Voices, so brace yourselves. It's not like I'm trying to throw ACX under the bus, but ACX, you need to start taking some notes based on what Findaway Voices is doing. If you want to publish an audiobook, let's say you don't want to bother with print book, you don't want to bother with ebook, or let's say that you want to, for instance, put your audiobook on pre-order, you can do that through Findaway Voices. You try to do that through ACX, forget about it. You have to have your ebook and your print book already available in order to distribute through ACX, which is absolutely mind-bogglingly insane to me that you can't just go on there and publish an audiobook. Don't work that way. Findaway Voices, it does. You can go on there and just publish that audiobook. So as for instance, right now, I'm working on book 2 inside the Amazon Self-Publisher series. I've already got the book set up for pre-order. It's already launching out to various avenues. That right there is exciting to me. I think that's freaking awesome. You must have your stuff put according to their specs, and it's very much similar to ACX. And really, it's dead simple. So if, for instance, you already have some agreement through ACX and it's non-exclusive, you can distribute through Findaway Voices. As long as it's non-exclusive. If you did a 50-50 royalty share on ACX, sorry, you're stuck on ACX. There's no way around it unless you buy the rights away from the narrator, and good luck on that one. The other way that you can produce content through Findaway Voices is through getting their narrators. Now, their marketplace is quite a bit different than what it is on ACX. ACX, you can search them out. You can find it according to your price level, what type of accents you want them to be, what gender, what nationality, what language, things like that. Findaway Voices, they actually have kind of a matchmaking platform. And actually, I got to speak to the matchmaker, and I'm forgetting her actual title, but Ren was in charge of it last year, and I got to sit down with her, and she essentially plays as the mediator between narrators and rights holders. And I'm going to say rights holders, and that means authors or self-publishers. So she kind of builds that bridge between the two of them based on the person's budget and their needs. And you're able to kind of pick and choose who you'd like to work with a narrator. Findaway Voices has not only the rights holders' best interests in mind, they also have the narrator's best interests in mind. In fact, so much so that if a narrator sets their audiobook pricing at a certain amount, there's no negotiating. So you might see a narrator and you get matched up with them and you're like, ah, you know what? I see your $150 per finished hour. Yeah. How about $75? They're going to be like, no, I can't do that. They're not able to. It's stuck. It's static. It's in place. And by the way, you're going to be hard pressed to find anybody that's less than 150 per finished hour, which brings me up to the two options that you can get your narrator. The very first one we discussed in last week's podcast, which is per finished hour model. So based on the length of your finished book, let's say you've got a 9,500 word manuscript and it takes 1 hour to listen to in its entirety, that's a 1 hour finished product. So that means that you would pay whatever their X amount. So let's say they're $150 per finished hour. That means your 9,500 word manuscript is going to run you $150. Now, I'm just kind of fudging up the numbers here, by the way, give or take, you know, just depends. Maybe you have them reading slower or maybe you have them reading faster. So the other model is what's called voices share. So over on ACX, you have the 50-50 royalty split model, and you're staying pretty much exclusive to the platform. Well, voices share is way different, way different. Here's where it gets pretty interesting. And I know there's some narrators at this that balk at this, and there's even some authors out there that balk at this, but I think it's a good middle ground in my opinion. The voices share program works like this. You pay 50% of the normal price for this person upfront in exchange for 20% revenue share. So I'm going to talk about royalty structure here in a little bit. Just know that 20% of your net profits is going to go over to that person that you do the revenue share with through Voices Share. It is a 10-year agreement. It means as soon as you sign up for that, you're locked in. But the good news is, let's say, for instance, this audiobook starts taking off. It's crushing it. You're like, yeah, all right, this is awesome, fantastic. And you don't want to keep giving them 20%. Well, here's the beautiful part about it. All you got to do is put 100% down. Now you're kind of going, oh my gosh. Wait, you said I put 50% up front in exchange for 20%. Well, if you want to end that deal, you put 100% down. So yeah, you're going to end up paying about 150% when it's all said and done, or waiting at a 10-year agreement. Either way, it's kind of nice. And there's actually some instances where I did a 50-50 royalty split with somebody on ACX, and it's made, like, it was a money machine. It was really awesome. It took off, and I wanted to buy the rights from the narrator. Well, naturally, the narrator, I knew how much they were per finished hour before, but for some random reason, I think you'll probably know why, the rates shot up, went through the roof. They're like, oh yeah, that's going to be about $500. But wait, hang on. Didn't you say you were like $100 per finished hour? Yeah, but that was before this audiobook was really doing well. Because why? They got vested interest in this audiobook. It's pulling them in a lot of money. So by you buying them out, they're losing out on a lot more long-term profits. So they know they stand to lose something. Whereas on Fandaway Voices, guess what? They're making a bunch of money and things like that. They got no say. Narrators balk at that. They don't like that. Because if they put all that time into it and they put that risk into, you know, having to narrate this book only in exchange for 20% revenue share and 50% upfront cost, they're a little salty. They don't want you to just come over and pay 100% and, you know, be done with it. But to me, I think that puts the author's best interests at heart. I honestly think that if you have 50%, this is just my opinion, if you have 50% that you can put upfront for something like this, might I recommend you hold off just a little longer and possibly invest 100%. So that way you're not running into a rights grab with, you know, your narrator, whether it's on ACX or on through Findaway Voices. My opinion. All right, let's go forward into the royalty structure and talk a little bit about that. It is an 80% royalty structure, 80% of net profits. Remember that they're an aggregator. Findaway Voices will send out to all the other platforms. That means they collect 20% of net profits. Now, each one of the avenues, each one of the 43 different avenues has varying models. That means that you're going to have a percentage that's a little lower in some areas, and you're going to have a percentage that's a little higher than other areas. You still get 80% of that. But let's say, for instance, Apple. I said I was going to get to this. Apple is 45% royalty. You'll get 80% of that 45%. So anytime that you make a sale through Apple, all right, what ends up happening is you get 45 cents out of every dollar. It's going to come over to Findaway Voices. Findaway Voices is going to take their 20% and you get 80% of that. Now, I told you I was going to come back to Apple here. This is the part that gets me most excited. Apple and Amazon don't get along. They don't like each other. No, they don't. They're competitors. Can you blame them? And they have kind of a rocky relationship at best when it comes to ACX and Apple. They've only got a 25% agreement through ACX for Apple. So you're actually only getting 40% on ACX for an exclusive audiobook of 25%. Yeah, you're getting 25 cents out of every dollar made through Apple by way of ACX, and then you're only getting 40% of that when it's all said and done. Confused yet? Nice thing is, let me go ahead and make this a little easier for you. You distribute to Apple through Findaway Voices, there's a 45% royalty agreement in place. You get 80% of that. Well, let's go ahead and just do some rough math. I mean, maybe I'm not a mathematician, but maybe we can all kind of guess this one out. Would you like to either have 40% of 25%, or would you like to have 80% of 45%? One set of numbers is a little higher than the other one. I think maybe the one with the higher one is going to make the most sense. Okay. With the royalty structure, in order to see how much you're going to get paid through each one of the avenues, I would really recommend when you get ready to distribute your audiobook, they're actually going to have you sign off an agreement. And in that agreement, you got to scroll through. It's a lot of legalese, and you're going to finally get to the portion where it's going to show you each royalty breakdown and all the structures of each one of those 43 avenues. So this varies per avenue. You've got six different payout models. It ranges from a la carte to subscription models and more. And rather than trying to make this podcast an hour long, I think it's just best that you just go and take a look for yourself. You just know at this point, it's going to range anywhere from 25% to 80%. And then, you know, there's some pool-based models that it's not even a percentage. It's almost like Kindle Unlimited is for eBooks. You're not necessarily getting a percentage royalty as you are getting paid per checkout. So there are two models that you can use for distribution. One is called standard distribution. Standard distribution, what do you expect, okay? You get up to 43 different avenues, and let's say that you're doing non-exclusive through ACX, you can always just deselect Audible Amazon, which is one channel. Leave Apple on. You're probably going, but wait, hang on, Dale. Isn't that duplicate publishing? Well, I actually have it on good authority. Will Degas over at the Findaway Voices, he's the head of Findaway Voices, had explained to me that, believe it or not, you won't have to get a hold of ACX to stop distribution of your audiobook that's non-exclusive in order to do Findaway Voices, Apple. You can just go over to Findaway Voices, distribute to Apple, and what's going to happen is Apple's going to default in favor of Findaway Voices. They like Findaway Voices that much. They're looking over at ACX, like, come on, man. Findaway Voices over here. Findaway Voices is my boy. So that's how Findaway Voices works. So use Apple. But at any rate, standard distribution, what you expect. You actually get 30 promotional codes to distribute through. Now, the promo codes can be used through something that is actually owned and run by Findaway Voices called Authors Direct. And it's an audiobook distribution platform. By the way, it's the highest distribution avenue you can use. You actually get 80% of 80%. I know it's kind of a mind boggle, but you know, you get 80% of 80%. So either way, through Authors Direct, you get those promo codes. You're able to get them out. They are not of monetary value. The only purpose that they serve is for doing giveaways, getting more reviews, things like that. I'll probably talk about in future episodes about how you can get rid of those promo codes. Now, next thing is going to be the other plans called Voices Plus. And I've actually done one of my books through Voices Plus. And I didn't really notice any more difference in it other than you get 100 promo codes. And they say you get additional promotional opportunities, things like that. I haven't seen it. And we're going on nearly a year since I've actually been signed on to it. So I've got to say, and I'm going to be very blunt about this. Sorry, guys, at Findaway Voices. Voices Plus, meh. Like, I don't notice any difference by being exclusive to their platform than if I were to go non-exclusive. Payout model. You're paid every 30 days after the close of the month. Now, remember that because it's 43 avenues, it's like herding kittens for Findaway Voices. Some will pay you monthly. Some will pay you quarterly. And some are delayed in their reports and others aren't. So it's going to vary from each model to the next. So for some reason, you're like, I checked out mine in the library and I haven't seen any credits on my Findaway Voices. Well, chances are maybe likely that it's delayed reporting there. But Findaway Voices, as soon as they get that payout, okay, let's say it's in January, they get the payout from whatever avenue, they will pay you 30 days after the close. So that'd be like right around, let's say, February 28th or March 1st. And you get paid through direct deposit, PayPal, check, or wire transfer. I prefer direct deposit. It's kind of nice. They just throw it right inside my bank account and everybody's happy. Hooray! Here's a few miscellaneous things for you to consider. First of all, choose your own pricing. Yeah. Unlike ACX, where they're like, oh, your book's 3 hours long? Well, we're going to charge $7.99 on that. What? But I don't want to charge $7.99. Well, your book's 24 hours long? We're going to charge $39.99. What if I want to charge $9.99 on that? Findaway Voices, you get to choose the price. I freaking love that. That's awesome. And for library distribution, they even recommend for library distribution, when they buy yours in full retail, to mark it up 2 to 3 times. Why is that? Because people are checking it out. So they recommend that you actually charge more to the avenue. So they actually have your best interests at heart. I kind of freaking like that. Chirp Audio. Don't rest on this one. Chirp is actually an audiobook platform put together by the fine folks over at BookBub. If you're not familiar with BookBub, do yourself a favor. Pause this podcast. You're going to Google up BookBub right now because BookBub is like the bee's knees. They are the best when it comes to promoting. Like, you can't get anything better than having a featured deal through BookBub. If you can land that chef's kiss, you've got a maid in the shade. And sadly, I'm going to tell you, I've been rejected so many times. I really cry myself to sleep at night. BookBub, when are you going to show me some love? Come on, I got over 50 positive reviews on Amazon keywords for books. When are you going to have me on a featured deal, BookBub? When are you going to have me on that? But all joking aside, though, they have Chirp Audio, and right now, you can actually, if you have your book published with Findaway Voices, and of course you've gone through Chirp, you can actually go and apply for free to any Chirp promotions. And I've applied to them, again, got rejected, so... But at least that's free as opposed to BookBub when you get a featured deal. It's a bit expensive. It's a bit expensive. Worth it, but it is a bit expensive. With Chirp Audio, though, 100% free. I kind of like that. Jump on that. With Findaway Voices, you have a go-between for payment of narrators to authors. So if you're a narrator on ACX, you typically got to have to work that out with the rights holder. ACX is like... We're not going to do nothing until you guys agree upon something. Whereas with Findaway Voices, they don't have any of that shenanigans. They're like, we either get to work to it, you go ahead, you pay this person. Okay, awesome. We'll take care of that for you. And they go ahead and pay the narrator on your behalf. Wonderful. Love that. They accept all, and I mean all rights holders, regardless of the region. So those of you that have been trying to fake your way into getting into ACX, stop, because they're freezing accounts that are outside of the regions. When they find out that you're outside of their region, guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut you off. There is a lot of applicable tax laws why Amazon and ACX doesn't want to expand so fast, because they don't have those things put in place yet. So there's only distribution for ACX through US, UK, Canada, and Ireland. Beyond that, guess what? You're on your own. If you're not in those regions, you're not going to be able to distribute through ACX. Sorry, it's the facts. Findaway Voices, they got you covered. Stop trying to chase after ACX. It's kind of like the hot chick that you can't quite go after. Like, no. Stop. She's out of your league. All right? Just go ahead, go after Findaway Voices. They're ready. They're waiting for you. They want to go on a date. They want to go ahead and even pay for your meal. So why skip out on that? Just only makes sense. And here's the thing that I love about Findaway Voices. In the year and a half that I've been following them, I've noticed They keep expanding and growing and adding new tools. Like, for instance, before, they didn't have ways that actually would show you the links to each one of your audiobooks. You had to kind of track them all down. 43 avenues. I was like, come on, Findaway Voices. You're going to make me look for all that? Guess what? They just started bringing out in beta to where they actually have links to your books when they are live and available. That's really cool. And they actually will send you an email saying, hey, by the way, you just became available over at Kobo, or you just became available at Nook. They'll give you all those links. That's kind of nice. I'm going to give you my final thoughts here in just a moment here. Just a real quick plug, of course. I think everybody knows that I'm on my way to 100K. I want to positively impact your life. And if I have done that, then could you do me a huge favor? I want you to go ahead and subscribe to me over on YouTube. That's a great, great way for me to get a head count. And that's at dalelinks.com/YouTube. If I've positively impacted you, either inspired or motivated you or informed you at the just the right moment or helped you publish a book or increased your revenue or even just been a bright spot in your day, please go over, hit that subscribe so you don't miss out on a single one of those things and I can be able to get a good head count because I want to break 2020 with 100,000 authors who have been positively impacted. Alrighty, so here's the final thoughts on it. Is Findaway Voices worth it? I'm going to give you some pros and cons. I'm not going to mince words. And I always tell Will Degas up there, I'm like, Will, you're my boy, but I'm going to go ahead and pull no punches when it comes to this. Pros. They're the widest reach of any audiobook distributor. Okay? Nobody touches Findaway Voices when it comes to distribution. They're like Ingram Spark of audiobooks. Ingram Spark's like the widest for print and ebook. When it comes to audiobook, Findaway Voices, bar none. In fact, I'll be talking about a couple other avenues in the coming weeks who use Findaway for distribution. Okay? Fair compensation model. I think that's pretty darn good. 80% of the aggregate. Sign me up. Love it. Voices share model. That is really something that is forward thinking. And to me, I think that ACX needs to embrace this type of a model rather than just going all 50-50. Because there's a lot of risk involved when it comes to getting 50-50 royalty split, not only for the narrator, but also the rights holder. And I think this middle ground is kind of nice. Now, the cons when it comes to Findaway Voices, they're still somewhat new to the game. They're ironing out things as they go along. There's going to be some speed bumps in the road. They're aware of that. As long as you're fully communicative with them, they're going to adjust those things as they go along. Does wide equal better? Remains to be seen. I've been working with them for over a year, and one of the nice things is I'm getting a lot more distribution through libraries. Is my paycheck eclipsing anything I've seen through ACX? Not necessarily. But that could be my fault when it comes to actually promoting those audiobooks. So over the next year, I'm going to be making a concerted effort to pushing more of my audiobooks. So that's on me. And the last con I'm going to mention is the high narrator cost. There is no negotiation whatsoever. If you want a narrator and you want them at cheaper than $150 per finished hour, which by the way, when you get below that, it's absurdly low. Either way, if you want something cheaper than that, you're going to have to go to ACX. You want premium people at a premium quality, at a premium cost, that's going to be Findaway Voices. No negotiation. That person says they're $250 per finished hour. Guess what? They're $250 per finished hour. Is Findaway Voices worth it? Abso-friggin-lutely. I am 100% bullish when it comes to Findaway Voices. I believe in them 100%, and I'm not backing down on my stance. I really think that these guys and gals have the best interests at heart of the indie author community. If you want to go ahead and get yourself set up with a free account, go over to findawayvoices.com/Dale and tell them I sent you. Hey, by the way, could you do me a huge favor? Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. Apple Podcasts right now has an average of 4.5 stars with 24 ratings. Have you left a rating and review yet on Apple Podcasts? If you haven't, please take a minute to do that. If you're watching me on YouTube, by the way, there is a YouTube version of this. Make sure you drop a comment down below. What do you think about Findaway Voices? Are you currently using them? And if you are using them, what's been your opinion of them? Do you like them? Would you work with them? Would you not work with them? I want to hear from you. In the meantime, next week, we're actually going to jump into another audiobook platform. In fact, they're somewhat related to Findaway Voices. Their name is Authors Republic. Is Authors Republic worth it? We're going to talk about that next week, so make sure that you stay tuned to then. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you later.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.